Hey everybody, my name's Alan. I'm an alcoholic. I want to thank Larry for letting me come up and drive tonight, and great place to be here. It only took us 5 hours, 9 freeways. I mean, it wasn't bad. And great to be here. If you're new, welcome. Welcome to Alcoholics Anonymous. I'm not from around here, but I know some guys in here, and if you're new, I know you're in a safe spot. And sit back and enjoy the ride tonight. For me, Alcoholics Anonymous has been the only safe place for me to come to. And welcome to Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's where I ended up getting sober, 1994, Tulsa, Oklahoma. And my home group there was original Westside. And I don't remember what nights we met, but great place to go. Great meetings, great people, and kind of like my home group that I belong to now, Bellflower Big Book Group. And, I'm up from Rhode Island with my sponsor. And I just love Alcoholics Anonymous. I think I was born thirsty. I wish I would have took a drink long before I picked up a drink. And I started drinking at 14. I was raised in a good house, and none of that stuff matters. My parents did the best they could. And I assure you that I didn't need of anything. I always had what I want. Our house always looked good. We always had manicured yards, and I got to race dirt bikes, and we had boats, and Dad had Harleys and old cars, and had all that stuff. And for a long time, I hated my dad. And I didn't need for nothing growing up. I just know that our house, my dad was one of those guys that he would do whatever he did, and he'd always threaten himself to go out and kill himself, and he'd be leaving out the, I'd be chasing him, Dad, don't go. And not that that makes me alcoholic, but I just grew up scared. I'm a big mama's boy. I didn't want nothing happening to my mom, and that's just the way it was. And I'm a big mama's boy today. And I just am. And I know that ain't macho and alcoholics not, but I still am. If I could move back home with mom tonight, I would. And I grew up in a house where my mom took good care of me. My mom cooked the meals, did my laundry, cleaned my room. She did my homework. She did everything. My mom took great care of me. And I was just this kid growing up that didn't fit in anywhere. I was one of those kids where I would do whatever it took to get attention, if it was good or bad. And I did things like light the couch on fire. Just that was before I started drinking, and just things, steal stuff, and I was on a run before I drank, and I assure you, once I started drinking at the age of 14, my skin felt different that night when I first started drinking than it did before I took that drink. My skin felt like I could move, I'm not one of those guys where I drank and I took off the skid row and all this stuff. I drank gin straight out of a bottle, and I didn't plan it that night. I didn't think about drinking that night. Nothing. A couple guys from junior high school was walking by, and they had a bottle of gin. I took a couple hits off the bottle. I'm not one of those guys that held it down. I'm just not. That shit came out everywhere. Everywhere. And but I didn't quit. I had another hit, until I got it down, until I felt the effects. And not that I drank every night from then on, and none of that, didn't go to Skid Row and all that stuff. But what happened was I did drink as often as I could. And it made an impression. And I blacked out. My brother took good care of me that night. I was sick as a dog and throwing up and all that stuff. And I drank. That was at 14. And from 14 to 16, I was out having a good time. And at 16, I got my first DUI. And I got a job when I was 15 and a half, and I was working at Chief Auto Parts there in Long Beach. And I used to work with, the guy I worked with was, we used to call him Alcoholic Larry, because he was an afternoon manager, and he would bring in a blender, and he would make margaritas in the bathroom. It's a great, great guy to work with. It was a great, and that particular night, we were drinking, and I love working at that place with Larry, because at the end of our shifts, I'd pull my car around the back, and I'd load it up with all kinds of parts, and it was a hell of a lucrative agency to work for. Then, you got the drink on the job, and that particular night, I was drinking and went to a park, and I got pulled over, DUI, and I'm the type of guy where, I would always blame everything, everybody else other than, so I'm a big mama's boy. My mom, the cops called my parents to where they got pulled over. I was like 3/4 of a mile around where I was living, and just got I just try to get out of it. And I'm the type of guy too, is like everywhere I went, I was, like my aunt worked for a sheriff's department. That's a good deal. That saved me a lot of time. And I would always get picked up. I would drink toward the end of my drinking. I would drink and I never knew what was going to happen that night when I would start drinking. I lost all ability. I couldn't control it. I didn't know what was going to happen. And a lot of times I would get picked up for stuff. Not that I'm a big criminal or any of that stuff. But, the more time, like the first time I went, the first time, I went to jail, I was scared, right? Because, I don't belong there. At that time I had a long, thick goatee, I had my ears pierced. I had hair. It was real long. Remember? No? Okay. I get picked up and I'm in LA County Jail and they're stripping you down and this is like one of the times I hope I never forget that I think that I got this thing is that you get stripped down. I got my Mickey Mouse boxers on. It's Mickey and Minnie Mouse in the car driving and you're in a group of guys it's just demoralizing and. And toward the end of my drinking, I got my jaw broken 3 places, and that didn't stop me from drinking. You could drink with a broken jaw. The problem is, though, if you drink too much and start getting the spins, something's going to happen. And I was drinking one night, and I had to get sick, man. I assure you, from standing right here, I could spray the whole room. I got some, there was nothing that... Nothing that would, I would drink and I never knew what was going to happen toward the end of my drinking. My mom would come pick me up out of jail and all that. One day she picked me up and left me the Alcoholics Anonymous phone number. I called that number and I was living in a little studio apartment in Long Beach, in Bellflower actually. Went to my Monday night meeting, Bellflower Big Book Group. And that's where the miracle happened. That's where I got to come into that meeting and see all these people gathered up. And everybody was happy, clean, dressed up, looking sharp. There was something going on there. Group of guys come swarm me, gave me some phone numbers, start talking about sponsorship and start carrying the message, start sharing some things about this to me. And I got a sponsor and worked a step, made amends and... there's a lot of things that happen here in Alcoholics Anonymous for me that Alcoholics Anonymous is not a chore for me to get to. Like, this is the place you don't have to tell me to, you don't have to ask me, are you going to a meeting? Or you don't have to ask me, where are you going? Like, Alcoholics Anonymous is a way of life, and it's not a chore for me to come to Alcoholics Anonymous. All I know is as a result of these steps, making some amends and cleaning some things up with my mom... made amends to my dad before he passed. My mom, I'm I'm taking care of her. You know, she's old and got, she's not old, she's 73, but she got dementia, and, you know, and I'm there taking care of her. Now, I'm not there taking care, I'm mid-sentence, do I stop? No, keep it going? But, you know, what I'm saying is this, is that I got these, I've learned how to be I learned how to grow up here in Alcoholics Anonymous, and that I've been able to take care of the past and make it right, and that I get to come out there, and the big book talks about that this is the only thing that works when all other methods fail, and that I come here and get to be here with you guys. And if you're new, I think one of the most important couple things are important is a home group, and the other thing is to have a sponsor. Now, I'm not saying sponsor because mine's sitting right here and I just rode with them for 8 hours. I'm not saying that. I'm saying is that I get to clear my mind by just telling him what's going on inside here to clear the path. That I don't have to hold nothing and hide anything. Is that I just give it to him. Let him tell me what to do with it. I'm good with that. I'm okay. It's easier that way. And in the interim is sharing my life and being honest that I get to pass it on to the guys I get to sponsor. You know, and as a result, I love Alcoholics Anonymous. I love coming here. This is a way of life. Raised two kids here. Got married here. Been married to my wife for 27 years. Coming up on 30 years and together. And I mean, there's a lot of things here. But I got to take care of the past and make everything right up to this point. And there's nothing that I'm hiding from or running from. Is that I'm here with you with a clean mind. So great to be here. Thank you, guys.